But Mablung came and looked on the hideous shape of Glaurung lying dead, and he looked upon Turin and was grieved, thinking of Húrin as he had seen him in the Nirnaeth Arnoediad, and the dreadful doom of his kin. As the elves stood there, men came down from Nengirith to look upon the dragon, and when they saw to what end the life of Turin Turambar had come, they wept. And the elves, learning at last the reason of Turin's words to them, were aghast. Then Mablung said bitterly, "I also have been meshed in the doom of the children of Húrin, and thus, with words, have slain one that I loved." Then they lifted up Turin and saw that his sword was broken asunder. So passed all that he possessed. With toil of many hands they gathered wood and piled it high and made a great burning and destroyed the body of the dragon until he was but black ash and his bones beaten to dust. And the place of that burning was ever bare and barren thereafter. But Turin they laid in a high mound where he had fallen, and the shards of Gurthang was set beside him. And when all was done, and the minstrels of elves and men had made lament, telling of the valour of Turambar and the beauty of Niniel, a great grey stone was brought and set upon the mound, and thereon the elves carved in the runes of Doriath, "Turin Turambar Dagnir Glaurunga," and beneath they wrote also, "Nienor Niniel." But she was not there, nor was it ever known whither the cold waters of Teiglin had taken her. Here ends the tale of the children of Húrin, longest of all the lays of Beleriand.